For nearly 10 years, residents of Huntersville have been puzzled. At least 13 people connected to the town, population 57,000, have been diagnosed with a rare eye cancer that affects about 6 of every 1 million people. And another 3 have been diagnosed in nearby Cornelius since 2009. Now residents of Mooresville, just to the north, are asking similar questions about high rates of thyroid cancer in their town. But there isn't much progress in getting their questions answered. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Kenny and Sue Colbert sit on the couch in their living room, across from a Christmas tree decorated with white lights. Framed family photos decorate a shelf in the corner, including one of their late daughter, Keenan Colbert Cole.
That's her dog, Jetty, her little dog. And Jetty's still living. Jetty is 11 now, 12?
Keenan has a prosthetic eye in the photo. She had an eye removed because of a rare form of eye cancer, ocular melanoma. She died 5 years ago at age 28.
I never tire of telling Keenan's story and talking to people about her. It's a way that we keep her with us and her memory alive.
Several months after Keenan's diagnosis, another young woman who went to Hopewell High School was diagnosed with the same disease. Researchers have documented at least 16 cases of ocular melanoma, also known as uveal melanoma, with connections to Huntersville and Cornelius since 2002. The disease typically affects people 50 and older, but of the 16 people in Huntersville and Cornelius, all but 4 were under 50, and 7 were younger than 32. Kenny Colbert, Keenan's dad, says residents are worried something in the environment is contributing.
A lot of parents who have younger children, you know, my kids are out and about around the entire county. They're swimming in Lake Norman and things. Are they going to be exposed to this?
State epidemiologist Zach Moore says it's challenging to pinpoint a specific cause for cancer.
There's a lot of things that we're exposed to all the time, so it's hard to know when those exposures might have taken place. For some of those exposures, it can be years or even decades between the time you're exposed to something and the time that you would develop a cancer or be diagnosed with a cancer.
North Carolina researchers visited Huntersville in 2015 and could not find any environmental causes. About 15 miles north of Huntersville, in Mooresville, residents are asking similar questions about the rate of thyroid cancer in their community. In Iredell County, where Mooresville is, nearly 22 out of every 100,000 people were diagnosed between 2012 and 2016, according to a state health department report. That's nearly double the rate statewide. Jen Harrington was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in August and soon after had her entire thyroid removed. Now she's waiting to see if she needs further treatment.
I've lost a lot of my energy level. I'm always cold. I'm taking medication 3 times a day, going in for lab work whenever they call and say, hey, go get more blood draws, which you start to feel like a pincushion.
Susan Wind moved from Mooresville to Florida after her daughter was diagnosed with thyroid cancer about 2 years ago at age 17. She's since become an activist and raised $100,000 for Duke University scientists to test Mooresville's water, soil, and air. Wind is convinced there's an environmental cause for the cancer. Researcher Avner Van Ghosh says so far the study has ruled out drinking water. Mooresville is near the Marshall Steam Station, a coal power plant on Lake Norman operated by Duke Energy. Coal ash, a byproduct from burning coal, contains contaminants like mercury and arsenic, but has not been directly linked to thyroid cancer. The power company says, based on existing research, coal ash is not hazardous. In July, an expert panel recommended state health officials study if there's a connection between coal ash and thyroid cancer in Mooresville. Researchers have started an ocular melanoma registry to keep track of eye cancer patients. State lawmakers passed a budget that included $100,000 to research the cause of ocular melanoma in the Huntersville and Cornelius area. But the money is tied up in the state's ongoing budget stalemate between the governor and Republican lawmakers. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.